Hello, my name's Jasmine.
Hello, my name's Mia.
And welcome to our podcast.
So, Mia, tell me what your favourite place is and why do you like it?
My favourite is the police park because it's fun.
Was it made out of police?
Nope.
Oh. Mia, can you describe a local place to a person who has never, ever been there?
It has swings and a climbing frame, and it is busy.
It actually sounds really fun. So, Mia, what activities do you like to do in the local space?
My favourite is zip line. It goes really fast.
How fast?
Really, 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 really fast.
Like as fast as a cheetah?
Yes.
Okay then, good for you. If you could change things about the local area, what would it be? Would it make it cleaner, quieter, bigger, or with less activities or more activities?
I think more activities and clean up all the rubbish.
Why?
Because if you don't clean up your rubbish, it won't be suitable for little kids to play on it.
And it will also make a damage to environment, won't it?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mia. Thanks. Can I ask you some questions, Dad?
Sure.
What is your favourite local place, Jazz?
Well, my favourite place is Leafling Park in Winsford, near McDonald's.
Can you describe the local space to someone who hasn't been there?
Well, Leafling Park is really big and has a huge zip wire. Most of it is a field, but the football pitch is really big. And the zip wire is so fast, you can't even breathe.
So tell me, what is your favourite activity you like to do in your local space?
I normally play out and play football with my friends, but sometimes I play with my family on the swings and the playing park. It's really fun, and especially with my sister.
If you would change things about your local area, what would it be?
Well, first of all, I'd make it cleaner because there's hardly any bins and also people are just throwing rubbish on the floor and it's making a really big mess and a damage to the environment. Also, I'd stop teenagers doing graffiti on the walls and on the playgrounds, because a lot of little children and normal children are walking around looking at these horrible words written, all spray painted, on the walls of the playgrounds. It's absolutely terrible because they might not know what they mean and they might think they're just random words and start saying them. Yeah, so that's really bad. So that's what I would do.
Can you describe a local place to a person who has never been there?
Thanks
for listening to our podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.